This is Jenny G, and it's time for the Nonprofit Spotlight, where we highlight the incredible work happening in our nonprofit sector. Joining me today, Peggy Hutchison, who's the CEO of Primavera Foundation. Thank you so much for being here.
It's great to be here, Jenny.
Peggy, tell us what Primavera Foundation's big picture vision is.
Sure. Primavera's big picture vision is to promote social and economic justice while working at the same time to ensure that everybody has full human rights, affordable housing, and a livable wage.
Wow.
So it's really focusing on how do we ensure equity of opportunity and full justice for everyone in the community.
What is your mission?
Our mission is to provide pathways out of poverty through safe, affordable housing, workforce development, and neighborhood revitalization. Everything we do is connected to community building, organizing, and engagement.
Tell us how your mission helps to achieve that big picture vision.
We believe that everybody should have a safe place to call home. Everybody who is able to work has an opportunity to remove those barriers and have employment and receive a living wage. Neighborhoods that have experienced disinvestment through U.S. policy should be able to have the opportunity to invest in their neighborhoods and really have that beautiful place to call home, have a place to walk to a park, safe, affordable housing. Kids should be able to have equity of opportunity in education, public safety. Since the, quote, founding of the United States, there have been intentional policies to ensure that there is not equity. And so really everyone should have that opportunity, right? To have a place where they can live, work, play, and thrive.
Peggy Hutchison is the CEO of Primavera Foundation. Can you share highlights of one of your programs that help to execute your mission?
Primavera Works is a social enterprise. It was started because workers in the community who were living in our shelter or were struggling to find safe housing were working in for-profit day labor companies, and they were being ripped off. Mm-hmm. They weren't making minimum wage. They were being charged for clothing, tools, transportation, water, for the cashing their checks. So Primavera started this alternative day labor and also at the same time filed a complaint with the Department of Labor. The Department of Labor did some investigation and actually charged those companies that were ripping off workers.
Wow.
And put that money into something that would benefit workers. So I think it's a great example because it shows that Primavera isn't just a social service organization, not to devalue that, but it said Primavera listened to people, identified something that would help them become self-sufficient, created an alternative, so it's a temp and temp to hire staffing service. We provide all kinds of workshops for workers to remove barriers. A lot of folks returning from incarceration, coming back to the community, coming back home, people returning from health crises, people struggling with behavioral health or other physical disabilities, so to call, or challenging conditions. So we really work with them and say, what's your goal? What do you want to do? How do we support you in those efforts? We even provide financial education so that they can be economically empowered once they start earning. We have crews that actually go out and do landscaping. We're a licensed water harvesting company. At the same time, training people how to actually do that water harvesting. We just want to make sure that we're adding value to the community. You know, it has both a business side and a social enterprise side.
You were social entrepreneurs before it was coined a term.
Yeah. We actually were.
Where can people go to find out more about Primavera Foundation and all the things you do?
Primavera.org. And if they want more specific information about Primavera Works, we actually have a separate website for primaveraworks.org. And they can also call 882-9668.
Peggy Hutchison is the CEO of Primavera Foundation. Thank you so much for being a part of the Nonprofit Spotlight.
It's great to be here. And thank you, KXCI, for all the great work that you do in our community.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision of our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.